Does everybody have their calculator for the Trinity? We're going to figure it all out, right? 3 and 1, 1 and 3, divided by 6.
I don't know what it is. We're not going to be doing that. The Holy Trinity is an invitation to understand our experience of God. It is this mystery that the church has experienced and that then has sort of passed on to us, for us to experience. One of the great and one of the easiest ways to actually understand this is to see it. And this is a famous icon. It's called, essentially called the Three Visitors, but it is also a depiction of the Holy Trinity, right? Three visitors who come to Abraham and Sarah. So what you'll notice about this icon, the three are here. If you want to pray this icon, there's a space for you. Do you see it? There's one behind and one on each side of the table here. And the person who prays this icon is invited to the fourth side of the table. It's beautiful. It's really amazing is that there's an icon like this, this icon, it's in Baltimore at a retreat center that I was at once, but it's full size, huge. So the people are just about the size of a person. And when I went up to it for the first time, I couldn't believe it, how powerful. I'd seen this icon a million times, but to actually be there where it's life size and they are like me and standing there, it makes you feel like you are actually standing with these three. It's stunning. And that's what the Trinity, the doctrine of the Trinity, does. It invites us into the divine life of God. Come, have a seat. Enter into God and God's life. This relationship between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, that relationship which we call God, one God is the relationship between these three persons, and we are entered right into the midst of it, to enter into that relationship. Oh, it's stunning. And it happens all the time. It's ours to pay attention. So, for example, visiting with Bibbs at her house, there was Lars and Carl and Ruth, this other Holy Trinity there that was visiting with her, that stayed with her rather, that was tending to her in her last days. But the Trinity I want to talk about, that they're a Holy Trinity. There's a Trinitarian space into which we can enter. So there's those three, and there's Bibbs on the bed. And Viz is doing whatever she's doing here between she and God. And these three are doing whatever they're doing. And it's this incredible movement of love that is going on in this room. This Trinitarian experience of love. And I, every once in a while, got to walk in to the fourth side of that table and be there and experience it beautifully. Didn't do anything but just show up and be there, right? So it's not like I was working real hard. I was there, and into that life I was brought. It's gorgeous. Or the time I was at Chelan Cellars. I've only been there a few times. But I was there with three Vietnam veterans who were here for our honorable welcome program and their three spouses. Okay? And the three guys are having a wine tasting. Never done one before. And they were here, so we said, okay, sure, we'll set that up for you. So they're there at Chelan Cellars, and the guy behind the bar, he said, what kinds would you like to taste? And they tell him He sets it all up beautifully, you know, and the women, and I'm there with the spouses are over here watching. They didn't want, I don't know why they didn't want to try it, but there they were over there. Here we were over here. They tried it all out, tried each one, and the guy behind the bar says to the first guy, he says, so which one was your favorite? And the guy, he tells him what it was, and the guy behind the bar walks back, pulls out a bottle of the wine, puts it in a paper bag, hands it to the guy, and says, thank you for your service. How about you? What was your favorite? He tells him. Off he goes, does it again. Third time, he does it again. Trinity everywhere, three times. And then, as all of this is going on, right? Remember the women over here? They're weeping over a bottle of wine. Right? And I'm like, what's going on here? What's the matter? What's the matter? Nothing's the matter. Well, what are you crying for? And one of them says, Pastor, this never happens. I say, what never happens? This generosity of spirit to these guys. These guys have never received anything like this. This just doesn't happen. And I was like, well, it happened here. And they're like, yes. So there's this amazing Trinitarian thing going on there, right? Here's these spouses. Here's these guys. Here's this guy being generous, expressing the generosity of God to these people who never get it, apparently, who have had their whole lives. And you got to understand that Vietnam veterans, combat veterans especially, you know that they have had such a hard time. That they have actually not only the experience that they got upon coming home and the judgment that they received then, but the judgment that they put on themselves because they did stuff that they know that the soul's not supposed to do. And they judge themselves and condemn themselves to not enjoying themselves in their life. To the point where even if they're married to somebody they love, somehow they'll manage to sabotage their relationship. And these guys have done that. And now here are these three. And they're hanging in there because they're gay. And this is what they are receiving. And this is what they get when they come here for Honorable Welcome Home, right? This is what they used to get. They have this, all of these things happening for them. And I get to just sit there and enter into it. Walk into it and experience this incredible love, this incredible transformation, this affirmation that Jesus says, I did not come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be healed. The world might be saved, healed. It's the same word. And I think healed is really the more important one right now. That these guys could actually be healed of the injuries that they have had, the condemnation that they've had of themselves. And for my part, I just walk up, and these guys are living icons. And into that, I'm invited. Oh, what a way to experience the world. What a way to see it. We see a lot of unholy trinities, don't we? I mean, a lot of times the human experience is if there's three people, it's usually some kind of triangulation with envy usually it's envy, right? If two people have one and the third one is out, it's like, oh, I want to be in that. I want that. But no, you're not allowed. An unholy trinity is a really ugly thing. But the Holy Trinity transforms all that. And instead of envy, there is this outpouring of love. There is an outpouring of graciousness. There is an outpouring of communion. A
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit. It is into that that we are invited. So, your homework for this week. Notice a situation that you can that you've entered into where there is this trinity of love, where it's moving all around, this relationship of love, and you're not really one of the three players in it yet, but you are invited into it for some reason, somehow. Think about how that's happened to you before and watch for it. The more you watch for it, the more you'll begin to see it. This is what God intends for us, that we enter into this life, this holy Trinity. So, yeah, I'm just going to say this. Let's not look at our phones like this anymore, huh? And let them distract us. Look up and see the people around you and see the experiences that you're invited into. That's the experience of the Trinity. It's everywhere.